Flavours of the Week.
With Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time.
Hey, Will. Welcome back.
Great to be back. I had a lovely week off last week in Barcelona. And great to be back on the Food and Drink Show because you was on with Beth last week.
I was, Will. It just wasn't the same. She's lovely.
She
I had a great time and we ate steak. I'm so sorry we ate steak,
I know,
Will.
I heard. Beth got in touch and said that you'd had steak. I was like, oh, Steph could have saved it for the... I love steak.
I know, I will. Today we're having lamb, so at least it's not fish, Will, because I know you're not a massive lover.
And got to ask you, are you going to the Harrogate Spring Flower Show? We've been talking about it loads on Stray FM today. Tomorrow, the Homes and Gardens Show is going to be coming from there tomorrow evening
fantastic.
At 7. Are you going to be there, Steph?
I'm there Saturday and Sunday. So I'm there all day Saturday. I'm emceeing the Cookery Theatre. So if you want to come on down, say hello. We'll take you backstage and show you what happens behind the scenes.
Okay, so Steph's going to be there at the Spring Flower Show this weekend.
Meet the chefs. Yeah, can't wait.
And have a fab time. If you're going, so what are we having this evening then, Steph?
Well, I kind of thought, you know, inspired by street food and all these things that you can grab and go at places like the Flower Show, you know, you can eat all sorts of things while you're there. And this one is, we've got here, this is a lamb wrap. So basically, I've got a flour tortilla, and I've in there we've got some slow-cooked lamb shoulder. And the thing with lamb shoulder, Will, is the flavour is immense. It really, really is. So what we've done with the lamb shoulder is we've slow-cooked it in some star anise, some molasses, some onion, a little bit of fresh lime in there, and a whole tin of Italian chopped tomatoes. And then we use the same tin to fill it up with cold water twice. So there's like two little tins of cold water in there and the one of tomato. And then we just basically cover it with tin foil and bake it for about 5 hours.
Okay, so am I right in thinking that wraps would normally be served on a lunch, Steph?
Yeah, and this is a real great snack food. It is slow-cooked lamb. We've got the natural yoghurt in there. We've got the cucumber. We've got fresh mint. So there's lots of nice things.
Mm.
And it's all good stuff. And the lamb, the star anise in that lamb comes through.
Oh, it does. It honestly, it shines through. And, would people be put off by doing this type of thing? Because this, to me, looks like quite adventurous, really.
I think the thing with lamb is everybody buys cutlets, throws them in a pan, cooks them, and that's it. This is something a little bit different. If many people have tried pulled pork, but pulled lamb is really, really tasty.
I just can't describe the flavours that are coming off that lamb. It's just absolutely...
It's that molasses, that dark sugar, and the star anise, and the sort of... It almost makes like a barbecue-y kind of sticky, gooey barbecue-y sauce. Lovely.
I hadn't had a lunch like this in a long time. I mean, I know it's tea time, but honestly, I hadn't eaten anything like that. If I could just have something
What did you have in Barcelona, Will?
It was all tapas.
Yeah, oh, lovely.
Absolutely love the tapas out there. And,
fantastic.
And yeah, tapas and bit of pizza, that type of thing. It was lovely,
nice.
Really nice. And they are lovely as well. I'm licking my fingers here, Steph.
Lip-smackingly good. That's what we want to
Steph
see.
Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stray FM.